This is Dr. Inigo, starting a new dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Manuel Hernandez. Date of birth, August the 10th, 1968. Case ID number is 635-2377. Date of exam, August the 17th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Luis Arango, dated 5/9/2023. Identifying information. This is a 55-year-old married male with one grown child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, comma, neck/upper back pain, comma, right shoulder arm pain, comma, and intestinal malnutrition. The claimant is presently unemployed and has been unemployed since 2021, where he worked as a police officer for 27 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, who is working at this time. The claimant is not receiving disability benefits or Social Security benefits at this time. Allegations number one. Diabetes mellitus, non-insulin dependent. Number two, neck and upper back pain. Number three, right shoulder arm pain. And number four, intestinal malnutrition. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2000, he was having symptoms of weight loss of 100 pounds. He denies any polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, or blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He states he feels very mild symptoms of polyneuropathy. He checks his blood glucose every day and states that it usually comes out between 100 to 130 mg/dL. He states that the lowest it's ever been is 60 mg/dL and that the highest it's ever been is 280 mg/dL. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 7.5%, which is fairly well controlled. He is presently on glimepiride, 4 mg BID, Jardiance, 25 mg QD, Metformin, 500 mg BID, and Ozempic, 0.25 mg, 2 mg/1.5 milliliters. Q week. His condition appears to be fairly stable at this time. Allegation number two, neck and upper back pain. The claimant states that in 1980, he was playing with his brothers and with the bikes, and the bikes went up into the air, and he fell back, injuring his right shoulder and neck area. The claimant at the time was young and went to a physician where a diagnosis of a fractured clavicle and shoulder sprain was diagnosed. The claimant had a cast placed in the top part of his body for 6 months. And x-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. There was no surgery done at the time. However, many years later, in 2016, it was diagnosed that the claimant did have a fractured neck and a cervical compression st- stenosis was diagnosed with herniated disc from C4 to C5. The claimant states that he went on to have a anterior discectomy and cervical fusion with a bone graft placement secondary to the fractures he had had there for a long period of time, and a herniated disc of the C5, C6 area was repaired. The character of the pain is a stabbing pain located in the cervical spine area and the upper back area, which radiates down to the right shoulder. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, and lift approximately 10 pounds with the left hand, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and jogging. His physician is Dr. Luis Arango. He has not seen a chiropractor but did receive 2 months of therapy after the surgery in his neck. At the present time, he's on ibuprofen 600 milligrams QID for pain whenever he has pain, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with a anterior cervical discectomy / fusion with bone graft placement secondary to a cervical compression fracture, stenosis, and a herniated disc at the C4, C6 level. His condition at this time is stable. Allegation number 3, right shoulder arm pain. As noted earlier, in 1980, when the claimant had a bike accident and injured the right side of his shoulder and neck area, he was cast for 6 months to repair a fracture of the clavicle and instability of the right shoulder. He was given 2 injections into his right shoulder of steroids, and x-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. There was no surgery that was performed. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Luis Arango. As noted earlier, he's on ibuprofen 600 milligrams. PRN is needed up to 3 times per day, which does give him relief. He states he does a lot of exercise and jogging to keep in shape. Allegation number 4, intestinal malnutrition. The claimant denies this allegation and states that he is fine. Family history. His father died at the age of 84 from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and sepsis. His mother died at the age of 79 from diabetes mellitus, myocardial infarction, and hypertension. Medications: aspirin 81 milligrams QD, glimepiride 4 milligrams BID, Jardiance 25 milligrams QD, metformin 500 milligrams BID, Ozempic 0.25 milligrams, the 2 milligrams / 1.5 milliliter Q week, Provostatin 40 milligrams QD, Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams QD. Ibuprofen, 600 milligrams QID. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, benign prostatic hypertrophy, comma, dyslipidemia, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, right shoulder and right clavicle fracture repaired with cast placement, comma, history of a cervical compression fracture and stenosis with a herniated disc at the level of C4 to C6 with status post anterior discectomy and cervical fusion with bone graft placement performed in 2016 with fair results. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant states he did have hepatitis A as a child, but he denies having any kind of HIV or any other sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 172 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 123 over 81 mmHg, heart rate 84 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 29. General, this is a 55-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/15. Could you drop down to the neck area after the last sentence? There is a 7-centimeter horizontal right-sided surgical scar where an anterior cervical discectomy and fusion was performed. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-rays. Of the right shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the cervical spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects, mostly with his left hand. He does have some problems with the right hand and can only carry small to medium-sized objects with the right upper extremity. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the cervical spine, where the claimant has had a unstable cervical spine, which consisted of two cervical fractures, herniated disc, and the necessity for a fusion. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the right upper extremity, although he has normal function of the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some mild fatigue of the right upper extremity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a mild right upper extremity cervical neuropathy. Probable diagnoses, number one, diabetes mellitus type 2, dash being treated, hemoglobin A1C was 7.5%, which appears to be very well controlled. Allegation number two, neck slash cervical spine and upper back pain, dash secondary to a cervical compression fracture, stenosis, and herniated disc of the C4, C6 area, treated with surgery. The claimant appears to be doing fairly well at this time, and physical examination is normal, except for some mild numbness and weakness of the right upper arm. Physical exam was normal. Allegation number three, right shoulder arm pain, dash more likely than not coming from right-sided cervical cervical neuropathy. However, the claimant does have a normal physical exam at this time. Number four, intestinal malnutrition. The claimant denies this allegation. No further questioning was attempted. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Manuel Hernandez.